Okay, now we're gonna, yes?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, I wasn't raised in a musical family. And I always wanted to play music. My father bought me a guitar. I wouldn't pay for lessons. I guess he thought I was supposed to teach myself. I never did. And consequently, I just gave the guitar away. I never played music. And then when I met my wife, Carmen, I was already 25 when I met her. And I knew her for a few months. I had no idea she played any music. And then one day at a party, they were passing the guitar around. They gave her a guitar and started playing all this bossa nova, Brazilian music. She's from Brazil. And I said, well, I have no idea you played music. She goes, oh, I don't. I said, what do you mean you don't? She goes, I haven't played music in 10 years. And then I found out she was trained classically in piano, and she started playing guitar when she was about Quetzal's age. She was about 13. And then when she grew up, she went to college studying economics, and she just lost interest in music. And so I said, well, if you're not going to play, you're going to teach me how to play. So I went out and bought a guitar for, I think, 25 or 30 bucks. She tuned it up and she started teaching me how to play. I just wanted to learn a couple of songs. Because in Mexico, there's a tradition that when there's a party, they pass a guitar around and everybody plays. Even if you just play two chords and sing La Bamba, that's fine, you know. But I was totally embarrassed that people would pass me the guitar and I couldn't play. So I said, I want to learn one song. And the song I want to learn is Guantanamera. I love that song. So she taught me my first song, Guantanamera. And then she moved back to Brazil. I didn't see her for almost 2 years. So when I got there to see her that time, I could play almost as much guitar as she could, because I practiced all year long. Then we moved back to the U.S., and I'm an artist. I'm a sculptor. And I thought, shoot, I had friends who were getting paid to party, and I was at the parties. So I thought, well, I want to get paid too. So I asked her to play with me, but she had no interest. She wasn't interested in playing music. She thought we could never make any money out of it. And so I proved her wrong, and with some friends, started performing in schools, doing performances for schools. And then she started seeing that it could work, so we started playing together. And when we really started getting busy in the schools, this guy was born. And we had no place to leave him and couldn't afford childcare, so we just took him along in a basket and put him right here on the stage. And then he started playing violin at 4, and now he's 13 and plays just about all the instruments. So we've never had to show him how to play any of the songs, because he already knew them. And he hears them, and he just follows us, right? Call out a song, and he can play it. So that's basically the history of us as a family, and we're training our other kids as well in violin and piano, so we can go places, some places like Holland to perform, and so we can do cruise ships, so we can travel around the world. It's really helped out tremendously. Music is a universal language, and so everywhere we go, people love music, we figured we can travel the world and what we want to do, and bring the kids along, and they can play along with us. So what I want to do now is I want you to entertain us or help us. I'm going to do a song. This is also from Cuba. It's called the Guajira. And the song is Guantanamera by Jose Martinez. He's a sing-along, so I want you to sing along with it, okay? I'll have Quetzal play the melody first, and then we'll all sing it together.
Thank you.
soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma, y antes de morirme quiero echar mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Watch me play congas. Okay, now we're really getting the rhythm going here. Because we got a sing-along going here.
Mi verde es un verde claro y un carmín encendido. Mi verde es un verde claro y un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un ciervo herido que busca el monte amparo. Guantanamera, se va a ir a Guantanamera.
Well, if you don't have any questions, you can come up and look at the instruments if you want, and we'll be here for a couple minutes putting things away. Excuse me?
In Brazil?
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Martial art.
You want to do some capoeira?
I don't remember.
Capoeira is an interesting question. It's a Brazilian martial arts form. And again, when the Africans were brought over to, brought over to Brazil, they weren't allowed to have any weapons. So a lot of them that tried to escape slavery and went up into the mountains, they went into an area that was known as the capoeira, where they hid out. And where they hid out, they continued to play their drums through the ceremony and ritual music, and they developed a form of martial arts that they call capoeira. And it's done as a form of dance and done and kicks. And so it was a way of protecting yourself in case you were surrounded by a group of the slave masters and a way to escape without having to use any weapons. Their weapons were their feet. And it's done with drums much like the congas and an instrument that's just like, looks like a bow and arrow. It's a bow that has a gourd on it that's played with a steel rod and a shaker. That's called the binimbau. Binimbau. And people sing. Can you do the capoeira chant? What is it? Okay, give a second to figure it out. Anyway, it's a Brazilian martial arts form. There's a company touring now called something Brazil, Ballet Brazil, something like that, from Los Angeles. They demonstrate capoeira and they do performances around the country. They're going to be in Phoenix in September or October. Capoeira. Yes, exactly. Oh, definitely. Exactly. And when you hear the idea of music, you can easily see that. You know,
see the age that the music was really created with flute and drum. And then the charango just fit right over, fit naturally with the music. And as part is the effort to conquer the native people and to convert them, instruments like the bombo, the flute, and the charango and the shakers, all these instruments were forbidden for over 200 years by the church in Bolivia and Peru. Oh yeah, they still use. Well, you mean in church service, you mean? Huh, well actually, I don't know what exactly the state of native folk music is used in the church in different parts of Latin America. But as I mentioned, from the 1500s to sometime in the 17th century, the instruments could not be used openly, publicly, for any reason. Of course, yeah, that's where they learned, you know, the polka and the waltz and all of these other, they probably sang them in church, and in the Catholic Church, for example, and then went home to their communities and played them along with their drums and their flutes and that kind of thing. So thank God that the instruments now are played throughout Latin America. As a matter of fact, Carmen and I, when we went to buy her charango in Bolivia, there's villages where we went that we literally saw hundreds of Indian people with charangos around their necks. And they're waiting for the bus or a truck or just waiting for friends. They'd be playing, plucking them and playing. It was like just a piece of their costume was their charango. And the flutes too, they carry their flutes around in their belts. So it's fascinating. Okay, well thank you for having me. Thank you for coming.